Did you get a filling done by your dentist and it still hurts? Get a second opinion from a biomedically trained dentist at Dental Pros of Utah. Rebuild your teeth layer by layer with Kevlar fibers. You won't ever have tooth sensitivity ever again. DentalProsOfUtah.com, 801-756-0360. That's 801-756-0360, DentalProsOfUtah.com. So we wanted to welcome in head coach for the BYU baseball team, Mike Littlewood. What's happening, Mike?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem, man. Dude, 13 innings, went down to the wire. What is the ambience like in that locker room after a game like that?
Well, the one great thing I talked about, the one positive of our team is our mentality. We have short memories, whether we win or whether we lose. And today in practice, we had a nice short practice, and guys were hopping around the field, excited, ready to go. And obviously, you know, you want to win every single game you play, and especially against Utah. It's a huge game for us, and we had our chances, though. I mean, we had a lead early in the game. We had a lead in the seventh inning, and we had opportunities in the 11th and 12th to put them away and hit line drives with guys on third base. And Utah had the same thing. It just honestly came down to Utah made a few more pitches and got a couple key hits, and that was a difference in the game. And that's what, lose by one run in 13 innings. But you can't. You know, I can't be too down on our team because we just competed our tails off.
Talk to me about the reliever that came in, essentially the closer for the University of Utah. I thought he pitched a pretty good game in relief, threw some heat. I think that guy threw like a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. His name escapes me, but, you know, he set up your batters pretty well.
Yeah, Tanner Thomas came in and threw 5 2/3 and was 89-91. Three-pitch mix. I mean, he did a really good job, mm-hmm. and he gave them multiple chances to win in innings. I believe it was 8 through 12 or 7 through 12. And then when they got the lead, Riley Otteson, who's their day two starter, came in, and he was throwing at 96, 97. Brennan Anderson got a base hit, and Schneeman kind of hit a hard ground ball to the first baseman that he went to his right and got to end the game. And so they did a really good job, as did our pen. I mean, it was just one of those games for us playing tomorrow, Friday and Saturday. We couldn't run our relievers out there for more than maybe 20, 25 pitches, and we extended Riley Gates, our closer, a little bit more than we wanted to, just because they need to be fresh on the weekend. And Utah plays Saturday, Sunday, Monday, where they could afford to leave a guy out there 5 2/3, and he's going to be able to come back on the weekend. So, that was the story. When we play these midweek games, it's kind of a story of the bullpens. Whose bullpen's going to be better?
Both of them were fantastic, obviously. 6-6. How long was it tied? They were tied going into the top of the ninth, right?
Yeah, I think they tied it up in the eighth. We had a one-run lead in the eighth, or in the seventh. They tied it up in the seventh or eighth, and then I think it stayed tied until it broke open in the 13th.
What's the mentality like, and what's the message that do you send to your batters in a tie ball game like that? Do you want them to see more pitches, try to foul off more pitches, or do you want them to get up there and just be aggressive, maybe even take that first pitch and try to hit it?
Yeah, I mean, we stay with the same approach. Obviously, it depends on the situation and the guy who's throwing. I mean, if the guy who's throwing is the opposing pitcher is all over the place, then we may take a pitch. We don't do a whole lot of taking pitches. Our guys are pretty locked in, looking for what they want to see early in the count. We want to hunt fastballs early in the count. We might reverse it a little bit with runners in scoring position with first base open. We might look backwards. But for the most part, we want to get a good pitch and hit it. We've been pretty successful doing that.
No, you definitely have. Mike Littlewood on with us here, Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. Who stood out to you from your team last night? Did you give out? I mean, I know you don't give out awards or anything like that for a loss, but who stood out to you? Who stepped up?
Well, I mean, really, we had a bunch of guys. A guy who hit the ball hard four times and went 0-for-5 was Tanner Chauncey. I mean, he hit a ball right down the line late innings. And Brennan Anderson had a home run, and Brock Hale hit one over the road in left field. It landed on the sidewalk. Opposite the across the street from in the Marriott Center. That was pretty impressive. Mm-hmm. Keegan Kringlen plays hard all the time. I mean, there wasn't really one guy that went 5 for 6 and did everything for us. It was just, it, like always, it's kind of a team effort from us. We're going to hit you from all angles. And like I said, we had chances. I mean, we had a lot of chances to put this game away, and we keep a hard contact chart. We hit a lot of balls hard last night. Just happened to be right at them, and that's baseball.
Yes, it is baseball, but you guys have played very well in the latter half of the season. What do you attribute it to?
I think more than anything, confidence. The first 20 games, we're 10-10. We're playing about .500. And you know, I might have told you guys on this radio show that this is a team that can go on a 15-5 run or a 12-3 run or something like that. We didn't have Chauncey hitting very well early. He was kind of in a little bit of a slump, and so was Colton Shaver, and those guys have. Shaver's hitting probably .450 in league play. Just kind of totally turned it around, and so is Tanner Chauncey. And I think just consistency throughout the lineup, our bullpen's been great, and we've been getting pretty good starting pitching. And so those things I talk about all the time are pitching, hitting, and defense. And it sounds pretty simple, but when you play catch, when you throw strikes, and when you get timely hitting, you can be pretty successful. But I think overall, once we won a couple of those games, in our first 20 games, we lost eight games by – even our first 12 games, we lost 8 games by 2 runs or less. And so that's just, I look at our record now, 29-15, we could easily be 35-10 or whatever, but we could also be 25-20. So I think overall, just confidence. We feel like we can win right now.
Do you feel that the non-conference schedule has been more difficult than the in-conference schedule?
It's been similar. It's been about the same. You know, we played Santa Barbara. Of course, when we scheduled Santa Barbara, they just swept us. We scheduled a home and home. They swept us down there 3 years ago and went to the World Series last year. And, you know, they're not the same team. I don't know. They have a lot of the same personnel, but they're down a little bit. And some of the teams we played have been really good. But I think the non-conference got us ready for conference play. Our conference is kind of different this year. There's 5 teams at the top that are really separated by top and bottom. Gonzaga is playing well. LMU's playing really, really well. San Diego's kind of battling St. Mary's for that 4th spot in the tournament. And if we win one game out of the next 6 league games, then we're locked into the tournament. But our eyes are clearly set on winning this West Coast Conference league play.
What would it mean to the program just to win that West Coast Conference tournament and get maybe even get to the College World Series? What would that say for the program, and how big of a thing would that be for you guys?
Well, I mean, that's the ultimate, getting to the College World Series, but there's many steps to go through. I mean, we talk about winning our league, then we go to a conference tournament, and for winning our league, we don't get anything except for a pat on the back and a number one seed in the 4-team tournament. And which is kind of crazy, because no matter what, you're going to face a really good pitcher that first round. And so you have to beat a couple good pitchers in that tournament. The winner of our tournament gets an automatic bid to the regional. So you have to win a regional, a super regional, and then you get to the World Series. So it's a long road ahead of us. But, you know, we truly feel like this is a team that if we put things together and keep playing well, we can do it.
Mike Littlewood, head coach for BYU baseball here on ESPN 960. RPI currently, I think, is 63. That's pretty dang good. How do you like where you're sitting in that regard? Or does it even matter to you?
Yeah, it matters to me. I don't follow it a whole lot. Our director of operations, Tuggett Slade, keeps me more posted on that than any. I honestly never really look it up, because I've had classes on it. People have taught us about RPI, and I still haven't figured it out. I mean, Utah was a real quality team, and I'm just talking about the RPI, how it works. They go to Oregon State and lose 3 close games to the number one team in the country, and their RPI improves by 20 or 30 points. And we go to Pacific and sweep University of Pacific, who doesn't have a good record, last week, and our RPI gets worse by a couple points. And so I've never understood it, and I don't think ultimately when those people get in a room and they choose the last 10 teams, I think they throw RPI out the window and say, this is who we want. And how you finish is really, really big to those guys. So RPI matters. Clearly it matters. We've had a higher RPI and not gotten into the tournament before. So does it concern me a little bit? Yeah, but we just need to win the games that we have on our schedule and let things take care of themselves.
Compared to its competition, is this the best hitting team that you've ever coached or close to it?
Gosh, hard to say. I mean, we have a bunch of guys who have a really good approach. Last year we had a really good hitting team as well. So it's, you know, we're missing Aaron Curry out of that lineup, Hayden Nielsen and Brennan Lund out of that lineup, but replaced it with a bunch of good guys. I mean, Brock Hale didn't play last year, and he's going to be a guy that's probably drafted. So it's really hard to tell that, but I would take this team any year I'd coach, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's interesting, you know, the Batcats definitely fit in this latter half. I mean, they've been smoking the baseball, and it's been fun to watch. Mike Littlewood here on ESPN 960. Mike, obviously the goal for this season is to win out, win the West Coast Conference Championship, go to the College World Series. What needs to happen in order for your goals to be accomplished?
I think the number one, if you had to choose one thing, it starts on the bump. I mean, you have to have quality starting pitching. In the last 3 weeks, it's been shaky, to be honest with you. Our starters haven't gone deep into games, and Maverick Buffo had a rough one inning. I think it was a second inning last week, and then he really settled down and had as good a stuff as I've seen him have in a couple years. And so I think if he comes out tomorrow, sets the tone, and then Brady Corliss and Hayden Rogers can follow suit, that's where it starts. We have to have good, solid pitching that really – is going to beat anybody in the country. I mean, that's, if you want to go to that ultimate level, they've got to have the stuff that's going to beat anybody in the country. And we feel like they can do it when they're their best, and hopefully they'll step up and get that done.
Do you feel Mav is coming into his own right now? That Santa Clara game really stood out to me, that series where, you know, maybe he gave up a few runs early, settled in, his off-speed pitches were on the money. I think he struck out 7-8 batters in that game.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a key for him. It's locating his fastball in and out. Guys at this level, if you leave the fastball over the middle part of the plate, they're going to hit. And so establishing that fastball, but his changeup and his curveball were outstanding, just like you mentioned, against Santa Clara. And he threw well against Portland last year, and hopefully, you know, he can continue that. But I think he knows he can do it. Matt just... We've talked a lot about Maverick being a thrower opposed to a pitcher, and he needs to just slowly transition into becoming a pitcher, a guy with really good stuff that can locate and knows how to get guys out. And yeah, he's getting closer and closer to that.
Mike, we appreciate you hopping on with us and talking a little baseball. Sorry about the loss last night. I know that was kind of a heartbreaker, but it doesn't really impact your team too much. I'm glad to hear that they were able to bounce back at practice today.
No, absolutely. Had a lot of energy, and we'll be ready to go tomorrow against Portland.
All right, good luck versus Portland, Coach, and keep on keeping on. Thanks so much. Did you get a filling done by your dentist and it still hurts? Get a second opinion from a biomedically trained dentist at Dental Pros of Utah. Rebuild your teeth layer by layer with Kevlar fibers. You won't ever have tooth sensitivity ever again. DentalProsOfUtah.com, 801-756-0360. That's 801-756-0360, DentalProsOfUtah.com.